with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Correspondent Ed Donahue says the Republican presidential frontrunner is speaking out about in vitro fertilization.
At a campaign stop in South Carolina, Trump made his first comments since an Alabama Supreme Court ruling that led some providers in the state to suspend their IVF programs.
We want to make it easier for mothers and fathers to have babies, not harder.
The Republican presidential frontrunner called on lawmakers in Alabama to preserve access to the treatment.
The Republican Party should always be on the side of the miracle of life.
The all-Republican Alabama Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos can be considered children under state law. It has deepened divisions among conservatives over abortion and other reproductive services. I'm Ed Donahue.
The United States on Friday imposed extensive sanctions against Russia in the wake of the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says 500 targets have been sanctioned.
These include a major cog in Russia's financial infrastructure. More than two dozen third country sanctions evaders in Europe, East Asia, Central Asia, and the Middle East, and hundreds of entities in Russia's military industrial base and other key sectors to cut off funding for Putin's war machine.
The sanctions also mark the second anniversary of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. The National Rifle Association and its longtime former leader have been found liable in a lawsuit centered on the organization's lavish spending. A New York jury on Friday found that Wayne LaPierre misspent millions of dollars in the company's money on pricey perks, and it ordered him to repay the group $4,351,231. On Wall Street, the Dow by 62 points, the Nasdaq dropped 44. This is SRN News. Pro-abortion groups will dig deep this election year.
Representatives from Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, Reproductive Freedom for All, the Fairness Project, Think Big America, Open Society Foundation, and the Tides Foundation all tell Politico they'll spend a lot of cash trying to get abortion referendums passed this fall and Democrats elected. However, several of those groups admit they don't have as much money as they used to and will have to pick and choose their battles. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Iowa school board resolved a lawsuit over a now-rescinded district policy that lets students live as the opposite sex at school without the permission of their parents. Linmar Community Schools will pay $20,000 to the plaintiffs, Parents Defending Education. The Linmar board's policy also allowed boys to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms and permitted males to compete against females in sports. A new state law prohibits districts from misleading information to a parent. This is SRN News. A long-awaited post-war plan by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu shows Israel seeks open-ended control over security and civilian efforts in the Gaza Strip. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Netanyahu presented his long-awaited post-war plan to his security cabinet for approval. The plan was swiftly rejected by Palestinian leaders and runs counter to Washington's vision for the war-ravaged enclave. Deep disagreements over Gaza's future have led to increasingly public friction between Israel and the United States, its closest ally. Washington seeks Palestinian governance in both Gaza and the West Bank ahead of the eventual creation of a Palestinian state. Netanyahu and his government strongly oppose such an outcome. I'm Karen Chamas.
Separately, ceasefire efforts appeared to gain traction with mediators to present new proposals at an expected high-level meeting this weekend in Paris. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.